The first phase of the Cleveland Museum of Natural History's $150 million centennial makeover is wrapping up with the opening this weekend of the new Perkins Wildlife Garden. The two-acre exhibit features around 100 native Ohio animals in a setting that allows them to explore a series of overhead walkways. WKSU's Jeff St. Clair takes us on a tour.
Our guide is Director of Wildlife Resources, Harvey Webster. He says the designers needed to find a way to build the new wildlife garden on the side of a gully.
The concept that they had was, what if we had an elegant, elevated walkway that wound its way along the slope? You come along the far west boundary of our property, and when you turn back towards the hillside, the exhibits open up almost amphitheater-like to you, because instead of being flat where there's places you can't see, now every square inch of the enclosure is visible.
So the first animal that we look at, I guess, walking out here, there are at least one coyote down here.
We actually have three coyotes here. Now, Jeff, this is a great story of how we got these coyotes. They're Texas coyotes, and that is, their mom lived north of Dallas, and one night, unfortunate night for her, she was headed across a highway. An oncoming car could not stop in time. She was struck. Turns out the driver of the car was a wildlife biologist. He pulls his car off to the side of the road to examine what happened, sees that she's dead but heavy with pups. And being the son of a veterinarian and having assisted his father doing emergency C-sections, he pulls his knife out, opens her up, and delivers four healthy pups on the side of a Texas highway.
Unbelievable.
And so we were able to take three of them, Tex, Ember, and Red. We're above them. We're looking down on them 1.5 stories below. But they've got 6,500 square feet that they can explore. Turns out we can open up that gate. They can go all the way around the side of the hillside. They can come all the way up to here. And if you see that diagonal metal chute,
yeah,
that's actually part of a aerial trailway. The coyotes can come up that to the landing on top of that shed and then go across the visitor walkway and come down a spiral staircase and access a paddock on the other side.
So that's the coyote skyway.
You got it. And this whole notion of aerial trailways, you see the smaller one up there is designed for the raccoons. Now you can see Kelly the raccoon sitting up on top of her vestibule.
Yeah.
Now when she learns that all she has to do is climb up 6 foot of wire there, and then she can access this thing that is made of aluminum hoops with stretched stainless steel braided wire, and she can leave that cage, enter into that cage, and if we choose to, she can actually go in a complete loop. So the notion behind these aerial trailways is that no matter how naturalistic you make any enclosure, it's still a box. So this gives the animal the opportunity to leave the box.
So here, this is the red fox enclosure.
So now, look up on
elusive.
This.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, so there are two red foxes in here. But here we are again on the slope. We're on the elevated walkway. But we look skyward, and Scarlet, one of our red foxes, is now about 12 feet off the ground on one of these pedestals atop this telephone pole. The nature of this ramping system is really a cool thing. So in this section of the Ralph Perkins II Wildlife Center and Woods Garden, presented by KeyBank, we actually have red fox, bobcat, and gray fox that have opening shift doors into a 250-foot long aerial trailway. It's like a big racetrack 10 to 12 feet above the visitor.
So now we're kind of in the center of the whole exhibit.
One of the things that it's useful to do here is to, number one, is look up and see the trailway directly above us. So you can see there's one, two, three places the trailway actually goes right above you. People often ask, well, what happens if the animal decides to do its business?
That's a good question.
And the answer is, we don't know what happens. It's probably going to come down, and, you know, maybe we'll start an umbrella franchise here. At the Philadelphia Zoo, where they've used the system extensively for their small primates, they've used it for their big cats, they've used it for their farm animals, that doesn't seem to be an issue. Everything's native, everything's indigenous to the state of Ohio, everything's something that you might encounter in your own travels. You know, if you're hanging out around the Cuyahoga Valley National Park or in your own backyard.
Well, Harvey Webster, thanks so much for the tour.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Come back anytime.